Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, America's libertarian voices, independent streaming internet radio station, broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to around the world. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano, and this is your antidote to popular talk radio. This broadcast is being brought to you live on Thursday morning, March 11, 2010. It is now 6:31 a.m. Central Standard Time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Well, good morning, everyone. And we are back. This is Joe Cristiano. You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. We have been off the air for 3 months. About a month and a half because of technical problems. We actually have a whole new studio here. New server, new absolutely everything, which I'm really excited about. Really fast, really great. It's going to get time for me to get used to because I broadcasted 3 years with the old stuff. And then I was stricken with asthmatic bronchitis. I'd never had that before, and I had a very bad case of it, and quite frankly, could not broadcast because I coughed every 5 seconds. I'm a heck of a lot better. You will hear me coughing once in a while or interrupting or whatever. I'm not over it, but I do want to get this program back on the air. I do hope you are listening. For those who are listening live, call in number is 646-652-4620. That's 646-652-4620. Again, this is our first broadcast in about 3 months, 2 or 3 months. I have totally lost track of time. I do hope this thing is going over the air. I hope everything is working. It looks like everything is working, so I'm kind of excited about that. This morning, let me mention a few other things. I would like to encourage everyone to get educated on economic issues. Go to Andy Sutton's website. It's sutton-associates.net. In his weekly, bi-weekly newsletter, Andy discusses economic issues and how they affect you. You can also listen to Andy's commentary on contraryinvestorscafe.com. We are going to have Andy on the show, I believe, next Thursday morning or sometime next week, whenever it's convenient for him. And he'll give us an update of what is going on. Lastly, I would like to remind our listeners to subscribe to our reminder service by visiting our website and clicking on the subscribe icon. Well, I think hopefully we're okay. Hopefully we have a couple of listeners. They'll call in and tell me whether or not they can listen to me or hear me. Today, I want to discuss a cacophony of things. Actually, it's been so long, I really don't know where to start. This is going to be a short broadcast, only about a half hour. But the original intent was political doublespeak. I said, so you think you know what your representative is saying? Let's discuss this further to see if we can put some doubt into your mind. And I want you to call in with your opinion, 646-652-4620. Now, also, you can send me your comments to comments@libertytalkradio.com. That's comments@libertytalkradio.com. I relish my email. Thank you very much. let me give you an example. The other day, I heard a Republican running for office, I think in the state of Texas, one of the congressmen for U.S. Congress. And he says, I'm running for the little guy. And the commentator, of course, you know, folks, if you listen to television, if you do not take your television and roll it down the street and see it go into 1,000 pieces, you're doing yourself a disservice. There is absolutely nothing on TV that you cannot really learn outside of watching TV. In fact, what you will get on TV is just skewed logic, and we're going to go through that. So this guy says, I'm running for the little guy. Well, the moderator of the program, and I don't even recall who it was, you know, says, oh, that's good. Tell us about it. Now, if I was him, I'd say, what the hell do you mean you're running for the little guy? I mean, is there a height requirement in order for you to represent me? Well, no, no. Then he qualified. The guy didn't say that, but he said, you know, he says, I'm running for the guy who works out in the fields. I'm working for the guy, you know, who's getting his hands dirty in the factory. I'm working for the guy, you know, who's got those entry-level jobs. That's who I'm running for. You know, sounds admirable, doesn't it, folks? He's running for the little guy. How could we disagree with that? I mean, how could you vilify that? He's running for the little guy. What a nice guy. Now, this is the problem that we have in America today, folks. The problem that we have is that we cannot think. We do not understand the very basics, the very foundation of this country. The very foundation of this country is that we have everyone is equal. Everyone. If your net worth is $140 million, you are equal with the person whose net worth is $1.40. Everyone is equal. Everyone is equal in the eyes of the law. We have a rule of law. We have a court system to enforce that. And that's the only reason why we have representatives represent us, is to make sure no one takes our freedom, our rights, our liberty, our inalienable rights, and takes them away. That's the only reason why we have these guys. So this guy's running for the little guy. Okay, now, am I a little guy? The first thing I say, am I a little guy? Well, no, I'm 67. I'm going to be 67 years old next month. Thank you very much. Happy birthday. And I said, I worked all my life. I saved my money. I've been prudent. I invested relatively wisely, not too wisely, but relatively wisely. I have, you know, a net worth. I would not be considered one of the little guys. Now, this guy is running and he's not representing me. Well, who was he representing? Of everyone in his district, how many people work out in the fields or get their hands dirty in a factory? What about the people who have office jobs, but not entry level? They may make themselves $15, $20 an hour. What about accountants? And I don't talk about CPAs who have their own firms. I'm talking about a person who's accounting. Is an accounting person a little guy? I am begging my listeners to think. Who is the little guy? What about the person who puts everything on the line to start a business enterprise, works day and night, and is successful? Now, this guy is not the size of Google or Yahoo or Microsoft. He may employ two or three people. He's created wealth. He's created jobs. He's created assets for the nation. He's providing goods and services that people want. Is he a little guy? I don't think so. You see, no one's a little guy, except for a few people. Now, who should be concerned about the little guy? Our representative? Hell no! That's the problem. The problem that Americans can't think because we don't understand anything. We just say, well, that sounds good. It sounds good. It's got to be good. So we got to do that. I got to vote for this guy because it sounds good. But I agree with him here. But I don't agree with him here. And I agree with this guy here and not there. And now I'm confused. I don't know who to vote for. Well, they should represent nothing. They should represent absolutely nothing other than protecting our liberty, our freedom, our inalienable rights, and support the Constitution. Beyond that, they violate the oath of office. So next time you hear some character who's running for office, who's running for the little guy, run the other way. The guy's a bum. Now, his intentions may be honorable, but what is he going to do when he gets into office? All right, let's assume he's running for the little guy. We all vote for him. Man, we're all for the little guy. What about the big guy? What about the big guy who's successful, has a large corporation, company, hires all sorts of people? Excuse me. He's not representing him. What does that mean? Does that mean that he's going to not represent him? When we say he's not going to represent him, who's going to represent? Just the little guy, the 12% of the people in his district he's going to represent. So he wants everyone to vote for him so he can represent the 12%. Now, the 12%, are they worthy of being represented? We don't know. Some of them are. Some of them are lazy bums. They have no jobs. They're little guys because they're lazy, stupid. They, you know, they wouldn't go to school. They disobeyed their parents. They're on drugs. That's who I'm going to represent. That's who I'm going to... Because I'm for the little guy. You know, we have to get out of our minds and out of our heads the fact that there are two people in this world. There are the heads of AIG and everybody else. That's not the way it is, because that's what happens, folks, when you watch television. When you watch television, you get the impression, well, there's the AIG folks, and we need big government to protect us from the AIG folks, you know, the guys who make $400 million a year, and then all of us, the rest of us, we're all the little guys. Now, that's garbage. That is absolute, absolute garbage. And this is the problem. People don't know who to vote for because they don't know what they're voting for. They don't understand the very foundation of this country. The person they should be voting for is that person who says, I am going to protect your rights, your liberty. And if they did anything logical, they would take the real pledge. And they would say, I pledge allegiance to the Constitution of the United States of America because of the rights it protects. And the Republic it creates, one nation of individuals with liberty and justice for all. That's what they should be saying. They shouldn't be having a pledge allegiance to a flag. Why do we pledge allegiance to a flag? What a dumb thing that is. I go to Toastmasters meetings every week, and we pledge allegiance to the flag. It drives me crazy. I pledge allegiance to a flag. What do I pledge allegiance to? I pledge my allegiance to the Constitution that was constructed and designed to protect my inalienable rights, period. And that's the only reason why someone gets into office. You know, folks, we have to start thinking. We want to know why voters cannot decide what they want from a politician. Left, right, health care, reform, no reform. Look at our president and what he's doing. He's going over that. Anytime there's a question about anything, there's a labor dispute, there's a question a company has with a foreign country, whatever. He's got to fly there. He's got to be in the middle of it. What does this guy know? This guy doesn't know any more than anybody else. In fact, he knows a hell of a lot less. He's just a career politician. He is dangerous. And yet, we entrust this guy with our future. We should say, get out of my future. Just get out of my way. Make sure that you guarantee that no one does get in my way. And that's all he has to do. Healthcare, none of his problems. None of his business. Stay out of my business. I got to read you something. I mean, this here summarizes it all. Absolutely summarizes it all. It says, the fatal conceit of green jobs. That was the original, this is the article. And this is written by, I want to give credit, Steve Horowitz is Charles A. Dana Professor of Economics at St. Lawrence University. And this is so well constructed. He said, one of my, I know I'm not supposed to read over the air, that's impolite, but this deserves absolute quotation because it is that good. So please bear with me, folks. Oh, by the way, folks, my name is Joe Cristiano. You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Please call in with your questions, your comments, your gripes, anything, 646-652-4620. That's 646-652-4620, and send me your comments, your questions to comments@libertytalkradio.com. comments@libertytalkradio.com. Please, I'd love to hear from you. I will do a program on anything that you write in. We're starting anew now. We are starting absolutely anew. We've been off the air again for 3 months because of technical problems and because of my ill health, a combination of both of them, one right after the other. We're on the air again. I'm pleased as punch to be here. This is what I love to do. This is what I love to talk about. And I want to educate. This program is to educate the public, is to wake up the public. This is not left. This is not right. This is not anything. This is libertarian. And libertarian means that you do whatever you want, provided that you do not infringe upon the equal rights of others. Period. In fact, let me give you a statement of principles of libertarianism. We hold that all individuals have the right to exercise sole dominion over their own lives and have the right to live in whatever manner they choose, so long as they do not forcibly interfere with the equal rights of others to live in whatever manner they choose. That is libertarianism. That is the foundation of this country, folks. Now, let me read you this article, and again, I apologize. Telephone number 646-652-4620. Comments at libertytalkradio.com if you want to write in. It says, one of my favorite quotes by an economist is Nobel laureate F.A. Hayek. Summary of economics. And in quotes, the curious task of economics is to demonstrate to men how little they really know about what they imagine they can design. I want to repeat that, folks. It's that important. I want that to sink in to every one of my listeners. And then I want you to turn on the TV for a minute or the radio for a minute and listen to these clowns, right? I'm going to repeat this. The curious task of economics is to demonstrate to men how little they really know about what they imagine they can design. Now, Stephen Horowitz goes on to say, this sentence captures Hayek's concept of the fatal conceit or the wrong-headed belief that human beings can rationally construct the world to look the way we'd like it to. In fact, the future that unfolds is far more complex and uncertain than anything we might imagine today. The best way to anticipate the future is not to have one grand vision, but to allow multiple competing visions, and that when I say multiple, they mean mega millions, right, to play out over time, testing themselves against what the public wants. This is exactly what markets do and why they are better than government plans. Folks, if we embraced just that principle alone in the United States, if we embraced that, we would be so far ahead. Embracing the principle that there is no one grand plan, there is no Obama healthcare plan. You know, and let's go there just for a minute. Let me divert. You know, if I was in a meeting and I was allowed, and I would never be allowed in the meeting, I would never be allowed to ask a question. When I worked for a large major oil company, they disliked asking me to any meetings because I would ask the question that no one wanted to face and no one wanted to answer because politically it was devastating. Here's the question. Who wrote the health care bill? Now, I want to know specifically. Don't say, well, we had a staff and a committee. I want to know I want to see names. I want to speak to the person who sat down, pen and ink, and wrote that. And folks, they could not produce one person. They don't know who wrote the health care bill. What, it's now 2,400 pages of small print of all sorts of legalese? Could you imagine? Just think for a minute. Folks, we've got to start thinking. Just think for a moment. Someone sitting down 2,400 pages in small type about the nuances of medical care and the intricacies in that whole arena. Could you imagine? First of all, there is no one. No one qualified to write that. There's no one who has that amount of information. Where do they get the information from? We have to ask ourselves, where do we get the information from? Well, we get the information from, we get it from the healthcare companies, because they've already written it. They submit it through the lobbyist to our congressman with bullet points. And they say, look at this. This is good. This will get you elected. You know, being free this, free that, free this, free that. You know, no preconditions for this. Everyone's eligible for that. Yay! And so they take it and they carry it. Say, well, we have a health care bill that we'll improve. This will be reform. And now I'd like to go back to the word reform. How dare they? How dare they blaspheme the word reform? It's like saying, here's a bout between two people. Here's a winner and there's the loser. Now go at it. I mean, it's preconditioned. You're predetermining who's going to win. When you say reform, you say, this is in fact better. I mean, why would someone vote against something that's better than what we have now? Well, they said, this is better health care than what you have now. Much better health care. Don't ask me why. Don't ask me to explain. It's just better. Now, you vote against better. Well, you can't vote against better. It's against your nature to vote against better. So what do? You go, well, you know, we need reform. So we... And we vote the stupid thing in. And then we find out the thing is one big screw-up. Then we find out we can't see our doctors. We can't. It's not reform. We find out it's regulation. Now, remember all the stuff that I read before about regulation, about free markets and all that. This is the antithesis of that. I don't care what it says. I don't want to know what it says, but no one knows what it says. Now, what I would ask every one of those congressmen and senators and say, I want everyone who has read it and truly understands the intricacies of this bill to please stand up. Not one of those clowns would stand up. Not one clown would stand up. They'd all be counting tiles on the ceiling. All right, we have a caller in here. Let's see who we have. See if all this works. Caller, you're on the air. Your first name and where you're calling from? Caller, you're on the air.
Hello, Joe.
Caller, you're on the air. Okay, very good. You took up two slots, you know. I don't know why. Did you dial twice?
Oh, yes, I did. I dialed once and I didn't think the phone had connected, so I
okay.
Just hung up and did it again.
And your first name, please.
I'm just calling to let you check that the phone system works, since it's been a while since you've been on the air and you've had upgrades to your computer equipment and everything. So are you able to hear my voice?
Oh, yes, I'm able to hear your voice, but not that clearly. Are you calling on a cell phone?
I'm on the home phone.
On your home phone. Okay, very good. Do you have a question for me this morning?
Well, my question about the healthcare fiasco is, provided they do pass the current bill, how does it get blended, if you will, with what the House originally came up with?
Okay, good question, because I do not have the answer. I haven't the foggiest idea. And I don't think anyone understands how the healthcare bill, as being proposed, will meld into what we have now. That is a problem. Everything is the unknown, because you have one person who's dictating an incredibly complex universe. And he's going to tie us all together. It's just not going to work. It can't work. It's statistically impossible. So what we're going to have is we're going to have conflicts, and then we're going to have hearings, and we're going to find out, well, geez, why are we doing this? Well, this was written this way. It wasn't intended for this. And all of a sudden, we're going to have more hearings, and then we're going to have legislation to change it. Then people are going to be running for office for change on healthcare reform. And Oh, my goodness gracious, this is not going to be pretty. The best thing they can do is take the whole damn thing and just burn it. Forget it. And let us have a direct... I'm sorry?
I said, if they do that, isn't that going to be quite a blow to the Obama administration when we have the equivalent of a lame duck president after that?
Absolutely. In fact, we have a lame duck president now, so it doesn't make any difference. I think there's going to be enough noise. There is enough anger in the United States where you already are seeing the swells of a backlash. And that would be enough, because when people get angry, then they get off their tufts and they vote. You know, people who say, well, everything will be okay, Obama has everything, they're not going to vote. You know, but if I know that I can vote against something and I'm angry, you know, I'll go out in 40 feet worth of snow. I'll trudge there and I'll vote. And that's what you're going to say. You're going to see the angry non-voter vote. And the person they're going to vote for, and I hope someone runs under this ticket, is none of the above. If someone just runs under none of the above party, people will come out in droves and vote and say, I don't care what the guy represents. I don't care what he is. I'm going to vote for him because I'm so damn angry. But yes, there will be a backlash. Well, I want to thank you very much for calling in. And your voice does sound better. It's clearing up a little bit. So, but you're on two lines now, but it's working. So, and we'll see how it works on the rebroadcast. Thank you very much for calling in to Liberty Talk Radio. Appreciate it. Bye-bye now.
Hey, well, good morning. Bye-bye.
Boy, wow, telephones work. That's nice. Yeah, let me turn them off. There they go. All right, well, that's great. Well, we have a call in there. That's wonderful. And folks, this is a real problem. People are afraid, well, if they don't vote for what's going to happen. You know, don't be afraid of that. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of any of this stuff. You know, just be concerned that your rights, your liberties, your freedom, your inalienable rights, they're being eroded. That's the only thing you got to be concerned about. Now, we only have about 2 more minutes. And I'd like to first say, this is Liberty Talk Radio. My name is Joe Cristiano. This is our first broadcast, by the way, in 3 months. And I hope we're going to be regular. And next week, we're going to have Andy Sutton from Sutton Associates. And he's going to give us an update of what is going on. Folks, beware. Things are going to get really, 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 really rough. You have to go back. We're going to have to revert back to the old days and take some basics and really pay attention to basics if we're going to survive this thing. This is going to get mean, all right? Now, our call in number is 646-652-4620, but please, since it's kind of late now to call in, please send me your comments to comments@libertytalkradio.com, all right? And let's see if we have anything else. No, I guess we don't have enough time to bring up any other subject, but I want to thank you for listening in. And we will have our regular program at Thursday morning at 6:30 a.m. as we normally do. And then we're going to have special broadcasts as we go along. And let me play this. And let me. I guess that's about it. I haven't done such a long time. I'm not certain, you know, what I'm doing anymore. But here we go. This is the end of today's broadcast. We'd like to thank Ranch Acres Audiology for their financial support. And we'd like to thank you for listening in. You can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends and let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. Remember, you're either allowing your liberties to be taken away or you're striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there is no middle ground. Folks, freedom is like riding a motorcycle. You feel free, liberated, your life is in your own hands. But with that freedom comes responsibility and risk. The government is like training wheels. They control your ride and every move. Ron Paul has a sign on his desk that says, don't steal, the government hates competition. With that, until next time, I'm Joe Cristiano. This is Liberty Talk Radio. Stay well. Stay tuned.